here, but as I think we've all noticed up to now, each thing is building upon the other. So we're going to really explore almost a combination of some of the different things we've been talking about. We spent a lot of time the last couple of weeks and months talking about shlichos. We spent a lot of time talking about tzechiah. And now we're going to see really the interplay or the connection, or according to some, the lack thereof connection between the two. So the sugya begins on daf mem beis amud aleph. It goes back to some of the things we spoke about last week. The first one in line is Ve'ela. So down a little bit, less than halfway down the page. The first one in line is Ve'ela. Ve'lahad yomer of Gilam Arav, minayin sheshuv shalom kemoso. If Gilam Arav taught us, what's the source for the principle of shlichus? Shinema ve'nasi achad nasi achad v'mateh. Going back to those psukim in Parashas Maaseh, which speak about the dividing up of Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah says there were 12 nasiim were chosen to divide up the land. And clearly what they were doing, they were acting on behalf of all of the members of Klal Yisrael. So they were in effect acting as the shlichim. So they were deciding who's going to get this piece, that piece, that other piece. They were, their koach was the Torah shlichus. So why don't we use that pasuk as a source for shlichus? We had a whole series of other psukim, shilach, shulcha, get, kedushah, pesach, truma. We had a half dozen other psukim earlier. What happened to this pasuk? Table of shlichus meach. Why don't we derive out shlichus from here? So we asked the Gemara, tizvura, does that really make sense? Is that really shlichus? Clearly that wasn't the regular rules of shlichus, because a katan can't appoint a shlich. And we spent a lot of time last week trying to understand how we even know that a katan can't appoint a shlich. There's a lot of that from kedusha, a lot of that from trumah, and there the different nuances. But the common denominator was that bottom line is a katan can't appoint a shlich. So comes the Gemara and says, since a katan can't appoint a shlich, and obviously out of 600,000 people, you had a few katanim there, so clearly that parsha was not shlichus. So what was it exactly? So the Gemara says, Elok yad de rabba bar avuna de amarab bar avuna marab, amarab gil amarab. So I mean, nayin shezochid yad amashlo b'fonav. How do we know the principle of zechiyah? How do we know that I can do something on your behalf without even being appointed to do so? Shenem avinasiyach anasiyach. That same pasuk that a moment ago we thought was the source for shlichus, we just disqualified that as a source because there's no shlichus for a behalf of a katan. It must be this pasuk is talking about something totally different. It's talking about the principle of zechiyah. So we asked the Gemara, no, it also is no good to tisvura. Does that make sense that those psukim in Parshas Maaseh are referring to zechiyah? Zchusi, hachoy ben amiyika. Says, who says that the dividing up of Eretz Yisrael was necessarily a zchus? Why? The ika de nichle bahar, v'lo nichle bebikla. Nichle de nichle bebikla, nichle bahar. Everybody was so tefreed, everyone was so happy with the chelik that they got. One guy wants a mountain, he got the valley. One guy wants the valley, wants a mountain. Nothing's changed. People kvetch, people are kvetch. Here they're getting Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have to do anything for it. They walk into Eretz Yisrael, the walls come tumbling down, Yericho. Everything was fine. Ish tachas, teinos tachas, gafron tachas. Everyone's gevaldik, my redik. And the guy's kvetching that it's the real estate on the other side of town was a little bit better, he would have liked. So the Gemara says, since that is the reality, therefore this pasuk cannot serve as the source for zachin, because it wasn't necessarily zachin. Zachin means when it's clear-cut, absolute, objective zchus, then zachin l'adam shalom v'fana kicks in. When it's something that can go either way, so that's not really considered to be a zachin, so this cannot be the source for zachin. So what is this the source of? So eventually the Gemara falls back, this is the source for apotropos, things that we spoke about in the past. So there was almost a progression here as to this pasuk has to be teaching us something. There's something that's munach. Somebody's looked at this parasha of Nasi Yachad. We're just not quite sure what it is. So first the Gemara thought it was the source for shlichus. The Gemara rejected it because of katan issue. Then the Gemara thought it was the source of zechiyah, and the Gemara rejected it because it's not necessarily zechiyah. And finally the Gemara falls back on apotropos. So there's this almost a piece of the sugya that's missing. When the Gemara originally rejected this as a source for shlichus and latched onto zechiyah, the Gemara did not jump with the obvious question. What was the obvious question? The Gemara should have jumped right away. The Gemara said, oh, by the way, it's not zechiyah because it's not such a schus. People like mountains and valleys. We have to put like almost a penalty marker down the Gemara. What was the Gemara asking? What did the Gemara even think that this could serve as a source for zechiyah? Didn't a moment ago we just got finished saying this can't serve as a source for shlichus? Why? Why can't it serve as a source for shlichus? Because you can't have shlichus on behalf of a katan. And the Gemara goes on its merry way and says, okay, it's not shlichus, it's zechiyah. Wait a second, what do you mean it's zechiyah? If it's zechiyah, so then why didn't we ask the same question? You can't do zachin for a katan. So from the fact that the Gemara didn't ask that question, from the fact that the Gemara knew a minute ago that we just disqualified the pasuk as serving as a source for shlichus because of the issue of katan, and the Gemara didn't pose that as a problem, as a dilemma, as an obstacle to use this as a source for zchiya. You see from here that yes, you can be zeicha on behalf of katan. There is no such halacha that you can't be zeicha on behalf of katan. So that's what a group of Rishonim say. So the Ran quotes Yeshar, group of Rishonim say, that's the deal we have to draw from our Gemara. That from the fact that the Gemara didn't ask the obvious question, you see from here that Yesh Zichia Lekaton, that I can be Zoch, I can pick up a gift on behalf of Katan, even in a Torah, because we're talking Deraisa, we're talking Pesukim here, Yesh Zichia Lekaton in Deraisa. If that deal is correct, so then come the Rishonim, the Rashi, the Ran, and others, and say, wait a second. What does that halacha now tell us about the relationship or lack thereof between the principles of shlichus and zechiyah? Here, shlichus and zechiyah are parting ways. Because even though it's obvious, it's poshut to the Gemara that there's no shlichus on behalf of a katan, but it's also obvious to the Gemara, this is the Rishonim, that there is zechiyah for a katan. It's because of this distinction between ein shlichus a katan and yei zechiyah a katan that the Rishonim coined the following phrase. Zechiyah, remember back a couple weeks ago, zechiyah must be lav mitam shlichus. That zechiyah works not because zechiyah is a subcategory of shlichus. Zechiyah and shlichus are very similar. They almost sound like cousins to each other. I'm acting on your behalf because you told me to, or I'm acting on your behalf because I know that it's objectively good. So, they're not identical. One that was a form of minus shlichus, one that wasn't. One is an absolute ischus, one is not necessarily ischus. So there are nuances of difference, but fundamentally they really sound very, very similar. Reuben is acting on behalf of Shimon. Reuben's going through the motions, and it's taking effect on Shimon's behalf. So come to Rishonim and say, even though the two principles appear similar to one another, we have to separate them quickly. We have to split between the two, and we have to invoke the principle called Zechiyah Labitam Shlichus. Proof positive is that Shlichus doesn't work for Katan, yet Zechiyah does work for Katan. That's what one group of Rishonim say. The other group of Rishonim say no. That the deal in the Gemara is 100% true, that Zechiyah is Lav Mitam Shlichus. It's 1,000% true at this stage in the Gemara. Why at this stage in the Gemara? The Gemara thought for a fleeting moment that there's a separate independent pasuk to teach me Zechiyah. The Mokor being Nasi Echad. Let's take the Gemara, nip it in the bud, nip it in the Havim. The Gemara thought that Shlichus is derived from Truman, Korban Pesach, and Gittin and Kedushin, and Zechiyah is derived from Nasi Echad. Now, I know it's not going to stand, I know it's not going to hold me water because of technical problems, but at this stage of the Gemara thought there's a parasha of Zechiyah, an independent parasha of Zechiyah. So come the other group of Rishonim and say, great, at this stage in the Gemara, when the Gemara actually believed for a moment that there's an independent parasha of Zechiyah, so then, in Ochinami, Zechiyah is in fact Lav Mitam Shlichus. Therefore, you can't ask, hey, there's no Zechiyah for Katan. Why not? Yeah, there is. If you hold Zechiyah as Lav Mitam Shlichus, then Tachar is Zechiyah for Katan. But when all the dust settles, there is no independent pasuk for Zechiyah. Haraya, the one pasuk the Gemara was latching onto, falls by the wayside, because some people are kvetching like mountains and valleys. At the end of the day, the pasuk's talking about the Pasha of Apotropos appointed by a base. They're nothing to do with Zechiyah. So come the other Rishonim and say, a big question mark. So what's the source for Zechiyah? Vishte in the Chumash, Zachlam Shalom Fonav. Mishnayas in Gittin, Mishnayas in Bababasa, Sugyas, Shlemus and Shas, called Zachlam Shalom Fonav. Nobody ever questioned the principle of Zachlam Shalom Fonav. Where does it come from? Not immediately. There's no source, there's no pasuk. What's the answer? What did the other Rishonim say? What's the answer? It must be that Zechiyah doesn't need an independent pasuk. It is part and parcel, subcategory of the parasha of Shlichus. And therefore, the other Rishonim coined the phrase, guess what? Zechiyah is Mitam Shlichus. And my nafka mean that Zechiyah is Mitam Shlichus. Who cares? It is Mitam Shlichus. What's the difference? Just as you can't have Shlichus for a katan, guess what? Now you can't have Zechiyah for a katan either. So when all the dust settles, half the Rishonim saw in this Gemara a raya brura shela tshuva that Zechiyah is labitam shlichus, and therefore there's Zechiyah for katan, and that's why the Gemara didn't shepherd ask the question the katan. And the other half the Rishonim said, you're right. At this mistaken stage of the Havamina, at this fleeing Havamina, you're right. But you got to read the end of the story. It's not for, you can't learn half a sugya. When the sugya ends, when the dust settles, sechiyah is an only bitam shlichus, and therefore in ochinami, if it doesn't work, shlichus doesn't work for katan, sechiyah doesn't work for katan either. So two very, very different approaches. The Gedolei Rishonim, well, I mean, the Mamash from text, Mamash types, the Shach Matayv, the Gemara could go either way.
I don't see the connection between shlichus and zechiyah, because the reason that I can't be a shlichus for katan. Because he can't appoint.
Whoa, Dr. Fisher, you must be either some descendant from Kivega. You are Mechavim from Kivega. But I'm going to tell you that even if you're a descendant from Kivega, I can tell you which son you're not a descendant through, the son of Shlomo Eger. Because if Shlomo Eger disagreed with his father about the very Nakuda, you have to hang there. Okay? Hopefully we'll get to the end of the Shia today. Okay?
By the way, did Tanim inherit land in Israel?
Tanim, well, depends. They may have gotten on here for the fathers, depending on who was here to the tribe, who was by the Oretz. It's a complicated sugya by Vasra. So they may have theoretically been Ketanim who didn't get land, I'll smack their fathers. So, Rabbi Isai, we have two very, very, almost radically different approaches in the Rishonim, what to derive from this sugya about the longest issue of Zechir B'tam Shavzam B'tam Shlichos and the practical Nafgamina between it. So let's test the waters. Take a look at other Gemaras and see. So we opened up a Gemara by Metzia. Everyone got the email. Somehow this week the email was working. At the very bottom of Ein Aleph of the Beis, the Gemara is talking about the principle of Ein Shlichus La'akom, Ein Shlichus La'akom. And we all know, and now from days about, we all know, there's no Shlichus for going. Not even a Shaila, Gemara is after Sukkim, Atem Gam Atem, Kedushim Amal from days. That was a no-brainer. But the Gemara is discussing that even though Min HaTorah, there's clearly no Shlichus for between Jews and Goyim, maybe Midirabbanan there is. Midirabbanan, why they make such a din there? Sometimes the Chumrah, the reason why the Gemara is talking about it here, it happens to be some complicated ribbis issue, that the Jew lent money to the Goyim, and the Goyim pays back to the Jew, and the Shlichus, a convoluted case, where at one stage of the Gemara suggests that maybe, there's Shlichus for a Goy, albeit Midirabbanan the Chumrah. So the Gemara is looking for a precedent for that idea, that there's shlichos or not shlichos, and the Gemara comes up with the following suggestion: that maybe even if there's no shlichos for a goy, maybe there is a chiyah for a goy, a new possibility. That shlichos no, but maybe I could be zochan behalf of a goy. So listen to the way the Gemara formulates it on the bottom of an alphabet base, 3 lines to the bottom, towards the end of the line. Ravina Amar, nihi de shlichos lenochi leisa. I agree to you. There's no shlichos for a goy. But zechiyah midrabbanan islay. But maybe a goy has zechiyah. I can be zochan behalf of a goy. And the Gemara is looking for a precedent. Where do we find that we have a split between shlichus and zechiyah? Meaning that we have katan, just like a child. Katan lava fagad leishle shlichus. It's a given. Of course, there's no shlichus for a katan. Katan cannot appoint the shliach that we learned last week. That was actually the Rashi that we quoted last week in Alaf Mabez. Even though a katan cannot appoint the shliach. Islay Zechiyah, but he still has Zechiyah Midrabbanan. I could still be Zochan Hefekatan. Hachinami Loshna. So maybe the same is true by Goyim. The Gemara goes to Pilpul back and forth. Is it true? Is it not true? Again, we're leaving out the details because we're not learning the Sugi of Goyim right now. We're learning the Sugi of Kaim. But here, in one fell swoop, the Gemara challenges some of the things we've been saying. The Gemara says, Avad, of course, a Katan can't appoint a Shaliach, but Islay Zechiyah, but a Katan does have, there is Zechiyah for a Katan. The only problem is, what was the magic word that the Gemara said? Midirabbanan, which takes the teeth out of this. He's saying that min haTorah, if you have that word, islay zechiyah midirabbanan, what the Gemara means is that min haTorah, there really is no zechiyah for katan. Fill in the blanks. Why is that? Why is min haTorah, there no zechiyah for katan? Because zechiyah is mitam shlichus. And the Gemara is saying, that quote from left field, Chazal said to zechiyah midirabbanan, for whatever reason, they make life easier for the katanim. So if you read the Gemara the way we just read the Gemara, that by the fact that the Gemara is saying Islay Zechiyah Midrabbanan, the Gemara is in effect taking a stand on our issue, like the group of Rishonim, that Zechiyah is in fact Mitam Shlichus, and therefore it's governed by the inability for a Katan to have Shlichus, but with the Navi, the Katan cannot have Zechiyah also. The only problem with this Gemara is that half the Rishonim did not have the word midrabbanan here. He after Rishonim had the girsa, islay zechiyah, period. He didn't have the word midrabbanan. What's the machlekes of Rishonim? This very question. The Rishonim had the word midrabbanan. They dafka had the word midrabbanan because they believed that min haTorah there is no zechiyah for katan because zechiyah is mitam shalichus. The Rishonim who didn't have the word midrabbanan, they held that the katan taka there is zechiyah for katan midaraisa and dafka because zechiyah is la mitam shalichus. So again, you figure two, half the Rishonim had the gears of the midrabbanan. One word can make all the difference in the world. So Rabbi say, I want to analyze this a little bit, conceptually a little bit. This issue, Zechiyah mitam shalichus, Allah mitam shalichus. I want to think for a moment, what do those words mean? Zechiyah mitam shalichus. I'm trying to teach you, what do the words mean? Zechiyah, what would that mean to you? Zechiyah mitam shalichus. If the rule, shalichus, had a what? What's the magic word of shalichus? It had a minui, it had an appointment. Zechiyah, that appointment is glaringly missing. The whole yisod of Zechiyah says taka no appointment. So it's very strange for us to say Zechiyah is mitam shlichos if there's such a different feature that Zechiyah has or that shlichos has really that Zechiyah is lacking. So how can we even explain Zechiyah mitam shlichos? How would that make any sense, Zechiyah mitam shlichos, if the most important characteristic of shlichos is lacking in Zechiyah? What would he have to say? It's almost a... to bridge that gap.
Like the person who is, basically, I guess, if I'm picking up an item for that person.
We're almost turning a little bit circular because we're trying to figure out how this principle works. You're almost telling me Zechiyah works, well, because it's Zechiyah. So I want to know, how do we defend such a concept? We have a deraisa concept that half the Rishonim are advancing, that Zechiyah is mitam shlichus. We don't understand because shlichus has minoy, where's the minoy in Zechiyah?
It's an understood meaning.
Oh.
Meaning if he had known,
So what that deficient is saying is that this almost touches on something that we spoke a little bit about before. If you take a look on Bab Metzia Dachid Beis Amud Aleph, so the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the very first Rashi, and Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Gav Matana Des Chusul Ova Zoch Lam Shalom Befonim, the principle of Zechiyah, V'Shalom Yidaito, how does Zechiyah work? The Anan Sade De Nichale Shetehe Shluchay. Even though he didn't appoint him to be a shliach, we know that he would have appointed him. That's what Zechiyah means. Who doesn't want to receive a $100 present? Everyone wants a $100 present. So when I give a present to Reuben on behalf of Shimon, Shimon would have appointed him. Of course he would have appointed him. It's almost like a technicality. What's a technicality? Why didn't he appoint him? Tertius. He doesn't know about it. But if he would have known about it, he would have appointed him. Yeah, that's okay. It's ki'ilu, like we say in our Rosh Hashanah, ki'ilu isi parto. It's as if he was the mahdi, as a shaliach. So Rashi of the Chora, the same tag, the same pshat, in that side of the relationship between Zechiyah and Shlichus, that Zechiyah is mitam Shlichus, that means there really was a minoy. Apidin was a minoy. The meaning was Anan Sahadeh, that we know for a fact he would have appointed him if he would have known about it. So comes the Ketzos and says, this is an untenable position, says the Ketzos. It cannot be, that cannot be pshat in Zechiyah mitam Shlichus. Who knows why? What's eating away at the Ketzos? Why is it impossible to go down this route? The Rashi sure sounds that way. What is fundamentally problematic about this approach? If I would have known, I would have been appointed, but I didn't know. What make believe I knew? What is the snap of Rabbi? What is the sound of almost?
Yes.
Oh, this is a throwback to a sugi that we spent a lot of time about a couple of weeks, months ago. The famous Machlokes Abaye and Rav about Yerushalayim Midas. Chaza for a second. A person loses an object. Reuven loses an object. It needs to siyach from it. Give up hope of finding it. And the halacha is Shimon is allowed to pick it up and keep it and finish. Find his keepers after he. Reuven has not yet been siyach. You know why Reuven has not yet been siyach? Because he doesn't know that he lost the object. But if he would have known that he lost the object, not a question, he would have been siyach. Why? It's something which doesn't have a sin. Lost in some public area, no simon, not even a halamino. The guy's going to think he's never going to get it back again.
But tachlis lemaisa, he wasn't misyayish yet. He wasn't misyayish because he doesn't know. But if he would have known, he would have been misyayish. So how does the halacha view that? Is that called yes, yush took place, and therefore I'm allowed to take it and pick it up and keep it? Or do I say no, yush has not taken place yet, and if I pick up an aveda before yush, even if the owner eventually is misyayish, I still have to give it back? That yush must take effect before the other person picks it up. Afterwards, not going to happen. If yush follows the nefilas aveda, it's not going to happen. It's a big machlokes rishon. Well, I think we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. The Tosfos writes in Baba Kama that once the nodlas aveda becomes chayiv and hashavas aveda, el chiyuv will never disappear. So if I picked it up b'shas chiyuv, then I'm becoming chiyuv the onvot to return that aveda. The Ramban and the Machamas and Babatir are different words. The Ramban says, once I pick up the Aveda, I become his Shomer. And once I become his Shomer, I become an extension of him. And he can't be misyayish from something that's sitting in his own house, sitting in his own hand. So different reasons in the Rishonim why the Halacha insists that Yush must precede the picking up of the Aveda. But otherwise, that's a given. That's Babatir Chaval Pabes. Those the ABCs of Elamatsis. So the Shaila is not very long as the Shaila. What's the chronology here? What happens first? We have to draw a timeline. So Reuven loses the object. Shimon picks it up. Reuven was not misyayish yet, but if he would have known, he would have been misyayish. So if we have a right to say that Igloy Milsa, when he finally finds out about Igloy Milsa, he was not misyayish all along, and the Yush we can declare to have been chal already from pre-picking up of the Aveda, what do I say? No. The Yush is chal mikad lahagot, it's chal from here on in. The problem is that if the other fellow picked it up already, then Yush can't take a fair. So what is that? So that's the Machlokes Abayin Rabbah. Yush lo midas. Havi Yush lo havi Yush. Famous Machlokes. Every fifth grader already spends the whole year learning this. Yush lo midas. Havi Yush lo havi Yush. So according to Rabbah, that's okay. Yush lo midas is a good Yush. And now I can keep it. But Abayi says it can't. What's pshat in Abayi is that you can't? What's pshat in Abayi's lomdus that you can't? You can't be down to Yush lo mafreya. Is this a Hashavas Aveda de Kalacha? Or is this a Kalaturku Lavacha? Yesh Lachko, Yesh Ladun. We have the Basra Gavai. This is one of the six cases of Yavagam, the Basra Gavai. So we you pass in the Yush Lomidas, we'll have a Yush. What is the deficiency? What's the problem in Yush Lomidas? Is this something quirk, something unique to Hashavas Aveda? Or is this something that touches on Kalaturku, the Mafreyas, the Habaz, this whole concept, something that's relevant to other areas of the Bible. So it's clear from the Gemara, but we're not shy about it. This is a cult of the shadow. Because the Gemara compares this stuff, Rosh Hashanah, to Kamala's Tumah, for half a dozen other cases that have nothing to do with the Imamnas, nothing to do with the Elamtsias. The Gemara keeps going back and forth. This is what we call an halacha, a nichusal mafreya. When the halacha requires a certain consent, can that consent be granted the mafreya or not? I didn't know about it before, but if I would have known, I would have been misyayish. Does it work? Does it not work? We pass it, it doesn't work. Comes the Ketzos and says, we who paskin that it doesn't work, we who paskin like Abai that Yush Lomidas Lo HaYush, just as Yush Lomidas Lo HaYush, so to Minu Shlichas Lomidas Lo HaYush. How in the world do you tell me a story? Tell me how Abu Mamad said that. That if I would have known that I would get the present, I would have appointed you as a Shliach to get me. That's nice. We trust you. We believe every word you're saying. True, but irrelevant. If I would have known, I would have appointed you. But you didn't know. So you didn't know, you didn't know. You didn't know, you didn't know. So just as an Ophelos Elimitzius, we say that if you would have known that you lost it, that's not enough. You have to really practically know that you lost it. It's not enough to say if you would know, that if is a bad word. So to if you would have known that you're getting a present, you would have appointed the Shliach. True. But we say true, but irrelevant. Because if Yush the Mafrei lo habi Yush, Nichus the Mafrei lo habi Yush, Minishlichus the Mafrei lo habi Minishlichus. So therefore the Ketzai says, nobody can really truly tell me that Zechiyah mitam Shlichus really truly means the meaning of the Mafrei. So what does it mean? What do the words Zechiyah mitam Shlichus really do mean? So says the Ketzai, what they mean is as follows. Zechiyah mitam Shlichus means there's a parish of Shlichus in the Torah, and there's a parish of Zechiyah in the Torah. Could we really truly derive Zechiyah from Shlichus? Not really, because Zechiyah is missing that fundamental characteristic of meaning. But Lamaisa, Kach Nam Nalacha, Kach Hitchat Torah, there is a parish of Zechiyah in the Torah. So now we have these two parishes in the Torah, And we're trying to figure out, are they cousins or they're not cousins? Are they related or they're not related? So on the one hand, they're really, really different. One has a minimum, one doesn't. On the other hand, they're similar. Because in both cases, Shimon's acting on behalf of Reuben. Reuben's not here. Reuben's in China. And Shimon's being Zerachan Matondan in New York. In one case, he was appointed. In another place, he's doing a Derech Zochin. But at the end of the day, the common denominator is Shimon's doing something on behalf of Reuben, and Reuben the Meister sleeping. Reuben's not here. So comes a place and says, what Tzchivitam Shlichus means is, since these two independent parashiyos are so similar in nature, Mishtomo, when the Torah gave a certain limitation to the parashiyos of Shlichus, those limitations carry over Tzchivitam as well. What are one of the limitations of the parashiyos of Shlichus? Last week's Shir. We said, we learned that from Sukkim. Ish lemanis akoton. There's no a cotton can't appoint a shliach, just as a cotton can't be mafish tum, and a cotton can't give a get and give a kaddish anisha. All the dinim that we talk about in the past that a cotton can't do, the exeris a cotton can't appoint a shliach, a cotton can't appoint a shliach. End of discussion. Finished. End of discussion. A cotton can't appoint a shliach. Abazoy, so that a cotton can't appoint a shliach, we have a right to take those details of Hilchos Shlichos, namely this limitation, the breaks that Torah puts, the limitation that Torah puts on the parashas Shlichus, i.e. it doesn't work for Kotlin, and say, all those breaks and all those limitations most probably spill over to what else? To Zechiah's life. And just as in Shlichus to Kotlin, and similarly in Zechiah to Kotlin, it's all the same. Not because Zechiah is Shlichus. Says it says, no way, Zechiah is not Shlichus. One is a meaning, one's no meaning. There's no hocus pocus meaning. There's no meaning of my friend. Gornish, that doesn't work. Zechiah is not Shlichus. Nobody meant it Shlichus. And when everybody uses it, Rishonim use the phrase, Zechiah mitam Shlichus, doesn't mean what it sounds like. What Zechiah mitam Shlichus means is, even though they're different, the limitations that govern Shlichus govern Zechiah. So we have almost three different versions of what the relationship between Shlichus and Zechiah is. We have one group of Rishonim was saying, Zechiah is la mitam Shlichus. The name is none to each other. They're not related, they're not cousin. Shlichus is 1 week's shiur, Zechiah is another shiur. They happen to be stuck together in Kedushim and Beis, for lack of a better place to put them up. They're not the same. They're too radically different. The differences are so blatant, they're so obvious. One's the meaning, one's the not meaning. They're nothing to each other. One cut that works, one cut that doesn't work. Nothing to each other. That's one approach. That's one extreme. And then you have the other group of Rishonim who say, no. Zechiah is mitam Shlichus, and therefore Ketanim don't work for both. But within the understanding that Zechiah is mitam Shlichus, either go down what appears to be Rashi's pshat, that it's Zechiah is mamish like Shlichus, it's like there was a minui, there was, so to speak, a minui, the minui was accomplished while on Saturday. Or they say, no, like the tzais, Zechiah mitam Shlichus means that Takabah is no minui. What Zechiah mitam Shlichus means is a watered down version of Zechiah mitam Shlichus. It just means, wherever Shlichus won't work, Zechiah won't work as well. So three different ideas, three different possibilities. What is the relation? Either no relation, zero, zippo. Or do I say there's a relation, an ironclad relationship that one is mamish mitam the other? Or do I say no? They're both true, they are independent, but some of the dinim that govern one will govern the other as well, even though they are fundamentally different from one.
That's the
problem. So now we run into a big problem, because according to Ketos, that Zechiah is an independent parsha, at the end of the day, the Gemara never quotes a pasuk for it. At the end of the day, we fall short. So unless one has to argue that maybe the original time that the Gemara had about learning that from Nasi Yechad, the Gemara said, what do you mean? It's not as chos. People want it. Maybe, according to the Ketelsa's worldview, people weren't as scratchy. Maybe it really was as chos. To get something. It's better to get something that's all than nothing. So maybe, even though the Gemara seemed to reject that. So by saying, could we go down almost a fourth route? Fourth mahalach. The relationship between Shlichus and Zechiah, perhaps like. And Dr. Fisher began the ball rolling. We have to almost go back to the last and ask ourselves, why is it a Shlichus of Kotlin? If you remember from last week, we saw there are multiple sources. One Rashi in one place focused on the fact that, well, if Shlichus is learned out from Truma and a cotton can't be bought for Truma, must be, there's no Shlichus for a cotton. And in another place Rashi writes, well, if Shlichus is learned out from Gittin and Kedusha and a cotton can't be Makadish and Magarish, must be, there's no Shlichus. The common denominator of all the different Makaris, even though there were different Makaris, and we had Rambams and Raita, we had a lot of different reasons flying around. They're different, but yeah, there's a common denominator between them. What's the common denominator? is that we're looking for a what? For a pasuk, for a riba, a meal, looking for some explicit pasuk, some explicit drash on Tashem HaPeh to almost be mafkia the din shlichus from a kum. Could we take a different approach entirely? Could we say, maybe there's a much simpler reason, what is no shlichus from a kum? I don't need a pasuk. It's muvan me'elav that there's no shlichus from a kum. What would that reason be?
To have
Minui? But is Minui Shlichus is a very serious thing. Pointing out to act in your behalf. That's going to happen without Das. How are you talking? I go to the store and I want to buy a bag of potatoes. I have to be buy a Das. Put them in cash dish. I have to be buy a Das. I want to be mafra, shrimp, some ice. The ABC's in halacha. Any halachic change of any shape or form, any chavois, requires to be a Das. Because it's a lot of Das. Just as it's a nus, I don't need a pasuk to tell me a cotton can't buy potatoes. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that a cotton can't do X, Y, and Z. He's a lover of us. So of course a cotton can't appoint a shliach, because it doesn't the appoint a shliach require das. The meaner require. How can you have meaner shlichus without das? Oh. So comes Rabbi Kivega, the Gevald Kish, and he says, Senor Loloima, it's against the Rashi, it's against the Rishon. It says in Kivegas, that the source of Ein Shlichus HaKotel is not a false. The follow-up question. The source is Nosi Pshit, the Svara, is the Labardas. And the Chisorin of Shlichus HaKotel is not a Chisorin in the Shlichus Etzem HaDovar, what's it a Chisorin in? It's not in the Minya Shlichus. In terms of Hilchus Shlichus per se, is there any reason why Reuben can't act on behalf of little Kotel, little baby Shimon? Why not? Why not? Why can't Reuben act on behalf of Shimon? He can act that way for Shimon. The only problem is Shimon can't afford it for the Shlichus. The Shlichus requires Minui. The Meila, a Shlichus. That's Rabbi Kivega's question. What is Rabbi Kivega Marviach with this? What Gevald Gebrengzer does he get based on this?
Zechiyah would be good for a Pasha.
Zechiyah is the one case of Shlichus which doesn't require Minui Shlichus. It's the Shlichus without the technical requirement for Minui Shlichus. And therefore, come to the Kivega and says, it's nil olaymar, that's the emes. That the emes is that there's not a no shlichus for a katan, and there is a chiyah for a katan, and the reason is very posher. I don't mean so give any grandiose drushes for this. Mils lip sheet, that's posher as far as we can make it. If the whole chisar and the katan lift the son of the minoy, the chiyah doesn't have a minoy, the veil does nothing to do. Nothing to worry about. And that's why eight of the katan, that's very eight chiyah the katan. That's what we're is a big breakthrough in Bubba's.
Why can't you say with Sphia that eventually the Katan is going to become Gadol? And then with Mathreya, it's going to whirl that he's going to run. So it's not something that's forever that he's in the status. Shlichus, it won't work for. But for Sphia, it would work for. It would be Sphia and Mathreya.
That's going to be very, very tricky because, you know, Mafreya, let's say a person is a Labardas, a Kotan, he wants to be Kaddish and Isha. So would we say, well, right now he's only 10 years old, so he doesn't really know what he wants.
So it would only work for Sechia, and it wouldn't work for Shlichus.
But let's say he'll be Kaddish and Isha himself, he doesn't need a Shlichus. And we'll say, well, right now he's 10, so when he turns Bar Mitzvah, we'll say, well, no, Mafreya, he was married all along. So we don't usually say that in Kinyon. You can only say Mafreya and Kinyon when I'm a Bar Hachin good now. Let's say, Makadosh Nisha now, all it's night, if it rains in 6 months from now, Shmuel Kodesh is Lamafreya. That works. But to say Lamafreya to a time when right now I couldn't do it myself, I couldn't do it right now. If that was right now, the halacha ties my hands. I'm allowed to ask. So then you wouldn't say Lamafreya. It's not to share with you. I'm going to read the Rav Kivega. I'm going to read the Lashon Kivega.
78 days. Should be right here. Yeah. But it's not that on Yud on Beis, but it's probably it's like one line in the middle. Right. Find it for the next time. Okay, I'll say about that. So Kamega suggests this idea, and then his son asked the Makasha. So it was of Shlomo Egan. So I'll tell you about the relationship between Rav Kiyagin and Shlomo Egan. They used to apparently learn Chavrusa. He got it for many, many years. I remember at the Rav Levaya, so Rabbi Soloveitchik gave a hesped, and one of the things that he said was, he was describing how his father, Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rav, used to learn the Chavrusa for so many years. So he said that, Rabbi said, he doesn't know whether since the days of Kiyagin and Shlomo Egan there was such a Chavrusa, father and son Chavrusa, for such a amkus and so long and such a... No, such an amazing type of chavrus. That was his marshal of the year. So we take a look at a Gemara of Mitzia. And that's Yud on the days. Rav Shlomo Eger asked his father the following kasha. Let's learn the Gemara first. Yud on the days. It starts with about a third of the way down, C-Day Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Right? First one is C-Day on Yud Amud Beis. Middle of the line. Yomer Shlachim Shem Arba Koyim Ba'atala. Ketana Ein Lo Chotzer Ve'Ein Lo Arba Amas. A Ketana, in theory she could be married, she could be Nishtish Deraisa, follows the Kap Kedushim Var. And if you want to divorce her, so, Vinosa V'yad, you put the get into her hand. Normally, if you want to divorce somebody, you can put the get into the chotzer as well. Well, that's from Sukkim, that a chotzer shalom is kind of low. So Rish Lakish said that a ketana, even though she can get divorced, but she cannot get divorced through the institution of chotzer. Even if for some reason she owns some real estate, you can't put it into her chotzer, you have to put it into her hand. The ein la arba amas, we'll leave out the arba amas, but that's a different story. Rabbi Yechon said that if it's Rabbi Yechonai, that a ketana does have a kid in chutz. So what are they arguing? What are they fighting about? The Maiko Miflugi. So the Gemara says the very long Dishashayla. Mar Sober Yechotze Mishum Yod Isra Boy. Ki Heichid Isla Yad Chotze Nam Isla. U Mar Sober Chotze Mishum Shlichus Isra Boy. Ki Heichid Shlichus Leisla Chotze Nam Leisla. The Gemara says, Machleika says, what's the longest of chutzah? The Gemara learns out in Maseches Gittin, in Bava Metzia, that there's a parasha called Kinyan Chatzer. Just as you can put a get into our hand, you can put it into our Chatzer as well. It's Rasha, Tashlof Pef, Chatzer words. Comes to the Gemara and says, Yesh Lachtov, Achver Shachakiru. What's the nature of the Din of Chatzer? It's a very, very modern Din that Chatzer works. After all, the Torah says Yada, and Kup the Tashlof Pef says, oh no, it's okay, you can put it into our backyard also. What kind of Loch is that? So you can understand that Allah in Lomdus, conceptually, sorry, in one of two things. Either you can understand it as saying that the Torah is extending what her yad is. I thought that the word yad means a physical hand. Kamash Malad, property is also called the yad. But fundamentally, it's the same as yad. Lule, not for the Tesh Rafa, I never would have said it. I hold it as such a wild thing. That's the Chidush HaTorah, that's the Tesh Rafa, the Nasim Yad, the Nasim Kamokta, and I feel the Chatzera. But Chatzera and Yad are basically equated to what it is. That's yad. Chatzera is mitab yad. What do I say now? That chatzer is not mitabiyot. It's taka not our hand. It's taka not our hand. It's not physically our hand. So how does it work? How are you talking? How can it work? The answer is, are we already a precedent with that? That a get needs not to put into our hand. Where else do we find a parasha in the Torah that a get can be delivered not to our hand? What's that quote? Heicha matzidu levar kadei. Deliver a get to a woman not into our hand. Into our shliach's hand. Mishulcha, all the drashas of the Kedushas of Aleph from Beis. So we know there's a principle called Shlichos. We know the Torah already accepts this phenomenon of delivering a get to something that's not technically our hand. That's subsumed under the category of Shlichos. Comes the Gemara and says, it must be that Chatzera, that was this Chatzera of Halacha, is almost like a subcategory of, how do we go? It's between Shlichos.
It's as if the chatzar is acting as her shaliach. It's a very, very fun kind of shalichos, but that's what it is. It's chatzar mishum shalichos. So a very long mishum mamash. You sit and listen to the thing, you think like in it's like a Rosh Hashiva Chakira, you know. What's the nature of chatzar? Everyone agrees chatzar works. Tosh Rafa explains to us that chatzar works. We're not sure, is the chidish atar of chatzar that it's an extended yad? Or is the chidish atar of chatzar it's treated like a shalich? At the end of the day, who cares? Might have to be. No,
might
have to be. Oh, there's no minu shalich. Sure, there's no minu shalich. Might have to be. Might have to be whether we categorize chatzar as being shalich or yad. What's the difference? A kata. Could a kata, in this case a katana, can they have a chatzar or not? Is it shach? Is it totally omer? They should have a chatzar. So let's work it through. If you hold that chatzar is a shum yad, then a katana can get divorced. The vice that's a bit. Good time. You don't need a das. You don't need a das. So she can get an 11-year-old girl can divorce her. So if you can put a get into her yad, and the terror is mechadish, does the chatzar is like yada, so who do they know? You can put it into a chatzar. But if you hold the chatzar is not mitam yad, but rather chatzar is mitam shlichos, so there's no shlichos for ketanim, as we know from all the pesukim, all the keres that we learned last week. That's the gemara. Speaking with the gemara, daf kamina. Mamash right after Rashi the handbook, a din of chatzar, two tzedadim. What does it mean? Daf kamina legabi chatzar, or daf kamina legabi ketan. Who was it? Shlomo Eger's cash against his father. What does Shlomo Eger ask against his father? What did Rabbi Kivega tell us? Why is it that there's no shlichus for katans on Rabbi Kivega? It's felt in what? It's a chisarn in what? In the minoy. And therefore, Zokta Rabbi Kivega, any time when you have a shlichus, even if you didn't shlichus, up there's no bit of minoy, you could have shlichus for katan. What was the case Rabbi Kivega was talking about? Tzchir. Rabbi Kivega said, Tzchir is mitam shlichus, and you could still have tzchir for katan because there's no chisarn in minoy, because there was a bit of minoy. After Shlomo Eger and his father, so even if you hold that chotzer is mitam shlichus, it should work for a katan or katana because there's no minhag. Even if you hold chotzer tam shlichus, you don't have to talk to your backyard. Tam shlichus enough to be. You don't have to talk to your backyard. There's no bit of minhag as shlichus. Even on a tzad that chotzer is mitam shlichus, it's a shlichus without a minhag. So fret of Shlomo Eger against his father, if a shlichus without a minhag, and still Chazal say, if you hold this mitam shlichus, it's not going to work for katan. So chotzer mitam shlichus is the equivalent of tzchir mitam shlichus. They're both examples of the Torah which are quasi shlichus related types of halachas that don't necessitate, don't require a mitam shlichus. And avo bichen katan is a slav. That was Rabbi Shlomo Eger's cash against his father.
It's not analogous. What? One is
lechov
and one is discuss. Here I'm going to divorce her. She's
going to,
it's bad for her
going to
get divorced.
But
here, I'm zocha for her.
But a get, there's no difference because a get doesn't need a das.
Not das. But I can't do somebody, I can't do something bad for someone.
But the Gemara calls chatzim mishum shlichus according to one side of the Gemara. So you're right, it is different. But the Gemara says, if you hold chatzim mishum shlichus, that it doesn't work for a time. So it's that nekuda shalrega picked up. That very nekuda he picked up.
Was it the time? We don't know. No, so the Chiddush of the Kivega is written over one of the other sons of the Kivega put together the piece, and he quotes that. I forgot which son was writing this over. He says his brother of Shlomo asked Avi Amori Agoyin of Kivega. He asked him this kasha on a Shtibul Torah, and there was no. We don't know what the answer was. We don't know whether he gave an answer. We have no recorded answer what Kivega said to his son's kasha. Either he retracted, or he had some kind of terror, so he just don't, hasn't come down.
So Rabbi say, this whole long discussion about relationship between Tzchi and Shlichos, ultimately all started from the Shabbatai Kiddush Nafnan Beis, because the Gemara derived Shlichos from a Pasuk, and it was not really true, because ancient was a Kabbal. Then the Gemara used the same Pasuk to derive Tzchiyah, and only rejected it on tangential grounds, and never undermined it by saying ein tzchir l'katan. That led half the Rishonim down the path, that yesh tzchir l'katan, and the other half the Rishonim with Darsha, as we said at the beginning of the year. We saw two girsos in Maseches Bavitzion, the Ayin Alav Beis, where you have that magic word, midrabbar, don't have the word midrabbar, makes all the difference in the world. Then we saw even within that svar, those who shared tchiv tam shlichas and machlekes, but appears to be Rashi again for the Ktzais assumed cannot be. And then we point out kiveges chiddush gadol that maybe tchiv b'tam shlichas yes, but still there is chiyah for katan based on the shtikul Torah to chisar and minoy and Rishon Meges kashigas. So when all the dust settles, we still have an unresolved question: whether it's tchiyah b'tam shlichas, not b'tam shlichas, with the nafkamina being what's the din vis-a-vis a katan. It's with this background that sets the stage for the second half of the sugya. I didn't think we'd ever get to the second half of the sugya tonight, so I didn't even put the next ma'am up, so I'll just try to share with you a little touch about that. And that's the Gemara in Maseches Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. A very, very, very famous halacha, and a very, very difficult halacha to understand. Comes the Gemara Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph and tells us, Amar Avuna Ger Koton Madbilun Oso Aldaz Beizdin. If you have a child under the age of Bar Mitzvah, and you want to convert that child, this is no problem. Bring them to the Beis Din. The Beis Din will be toivel on the mikvah. If it's a boy, they'll do bris milah and fill the mikvah. It's a girl, just fill the mikvah. And shoot. No problem. Everything's fine. Everything's great. Amar Avuna Gekar Rabbeinu Tzadaz Beis Din. If you were sitting in the Beis Medrash and Avuna got up and made that statement, what would your reaction be? Avuna got up and said, okay, here's the Shia. Would you be surprised? I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked beyond belief. We just said you can't go to the store and buy a bag of potatoes if you're allowed by das. You become Jewish, you're not allowed by das. What kind of game is this? Bezin's going to take the two-day-old baby, throw him into the mikveh, and he's Jewish. Rav Huna has a lot of explaining to do. The Gemara immediately jumps to Rav Huna. You know what the immediate question of Rav Huna is? Everybody back from Ksuba Stafi Alf days. I'm Rav Huna, you come to us on that basis. You know what the Gemara says? The only question the Gemara can muster up on Rav Huna is, Pshita. Where it's obvious. I'm the Rav Huna, every Tom, Dick, and Eric can figure this out on his own. Of course that's true. What's the shame? How does the Gemara formulate? Why is it so Pshita? I need Rav Huna to teach me Zochin. It's a Mishnah, but the Basa, Zochin, Mishnais, and Mamatsiya, and the Sugya, and Kolta, and Kula, Zochin, and Shobafanam, Mishnais, and Gittin. I need Rav Huna to tell me Zochin, and Shobafanam. I could have figured it out on my own. Gemara says, you're right. You know what Rav Huna is there for? To tell me, I would have thought maybe someone who could have possibly told you a kvetch. Didn't say it. Maybe to be Jewish is not a source. Maybe. Someone could have argued that. If the guy wants the valley of the mountain, he doesn't like being Jewish. Kamash v'mon rabuna, it's a gevaldik eschus. Why is it such a gevaldik eschus? Because he's a baby anyway. He doesn't know anything else. He doesn't know anything else. If you take a 35-year-old guy and say, it's supposed to be Jewish, you can negotiate. Maybe you may know. I don't know. I like partying. So you take a two-day-old baby, put it in the mikvah, there's no thing better for him, it's a zikr eschus. That was the chiddush of Rav Huna. That being Jewish is a chus. But aside for that piece of information, I could have connected it out all by myself, nothing that I'm trouble for. One of the most startling Gemaras, I think, in all Shas. One of the strangest things, you're all geared up for the Amorim to say, what am I? Where did this come from? What's it based on? I said, man, the only question Gemara could ask is a chiddush. Nothing that I'm trouble for. No, by saying, let's think it through. By saying, what are our problems with this Gemara? With the mice of the Gemara's presentation that Rav Huna is based on Zochin. Let's rattle off some questions.
It's Gitam Shlich, it's a problem.
Why? Because
there's no Minoy over here.
Well, you never need Minoy for Zochin, but what you really mean to ask is, there's no Shchiyah for Katan. Right. According to those Rishonim who say, there's no Shchiyah for Katan, you're in a big problem here. You've got a super duper big problem here. Because what's Rav Huna talking about? What's my pshit? What's my pshita? It's pshita that shouldn't work. There's no skin for cover. They have another problem. Maybe another big problem. Who else is there no skin for? Oh, God. For now. The kid's not Jewish. So Tosfos raises a second question and says that we could finagle. That we could kind of gloss over. How? What do you think Tyson says?
It's when he becomes a Jew, it's
Tzachia. You mean it's Gita Biyodabon Gechad. It's
So the Gemara, Geruso v'zechusa v'lankia. So that's how we can, you know, we could swallow that. But he's not going to become bar mitzvah for another 12 and a half years. So where's the chiyah for a katan? The witch rishonim are standing on the side saying, yes, this is exactly what we tell you all along. Which rishonim? All the rishonim will say that chiyah is la mitam shlichos. The chiyah works independently. Chiyah is not bound by the limitations of shlichos. And there's chiyah for katan in the Torah. And the rishonim will have the girsa in Babetzia Ayin Aleph. That Zechiyah is slain, not Midrabban. They don't have that word Midrabban. That word Midrabban is God. Any Rishon who held that Zechiyah works with Midaraisa is jumping for joy. Any Rishon who holds that Zechiyah doesn't work for Katan is in panic mode right now. So the Gemara says that Get Katan works. So Tosis, you can see how disturbed they were. Tosis and Ksuba Sakhiral are so bothered with this gash. They say, what are we going to do according to those Rishon who said there's no Zechiyah Midaraisa for Katan? Would we draw the conclusion that seems almost untenable conclusion? Almost, I don't say completely untenable, but almost 99% is something which is so foreign, so almost incomprehensible to us to say that maybe that means maybe he's only Jewish mitrabana until he turns up it's going to renegotiate. Very, very strange. Well, Shamanu Dov is not Jewish, he is Jewish. Doesn't make any sense. Either he's Jewish or he's not Jewish. Very, very difficult. Titus proposes that possibility. Very, very difficult. Reuben the Rishonim don't even want to go down that path. So we have a big problem. Because according to half the Rishonim in Kiddushin and Bava Metzia, that a katan has no Zechiyah Midaraisa, what in the world is Rav Huna talking about? The Rav Huna said, get katan Midaraisa, so that's based on Zachin. How in the world is that mechanism of Zachin going to make him Jewish? Point to have to show everything is gewaltig, but they have to show everything is terrible. So hopefully Hashem next week, let's go back to Ksuba Sakhira. Learn the intricacies of that sukkah a little bit more. And then finally, based on all that we know from Kedushin and Beis and from the Yafirat, all the sukkahs put the pieces of the puzzle together to try to understand what's really going on in Ksuba Sakhira. So some very real potential nafuminas, how to learn Ksuba Sakhira based on all the wrongness that we've done.